Grand Rising, kings, queens, gods and goddesses, thank you for showing up and sharing time with me, honoring me with your presence. My name is Kimberly Michael. I'm That White Girl, and this is a new episode. So typically I have guests on my show, as everyone knows that follows me. However, I've been consulting. I have some people who I consult with, and we're just going to rap tonight, you and me, y'all and us, okay? It's just me tonight. I get up every day, and there's just so many things. So many situations, so much going on that I want to comment on and say something about, that I'm overwhelmed with this information that we have, and that, like, I see the duality in it, almost all of it. I can see the duality in it, you know. I can understand white folks' plight. I mean, I don't agree with it. It's absurd. But I see black folks fight and their plight. And I don't know. I wish there was a way that I could truly express in the clearest of terms so that millions, billions of black people would just show up and show out. But I can't do that. This podcast tonight, this episode tonight, I should say, started because there was a meme I sent to my seeds. I mean, it's been months. It may even been a year ago. And basically, it says, I love being black. It's dangerous, but it's lit. And I get a lot of grief from people because of the way I talk. And I say stuff a 50-year-old woman probably, you know, wouldn't normally say, and people probably think I'm trying to be cool, and but at the end of the day, the truth be told, you know, you commingle yourself with the energy of the people that you're around the most and that you talk to the most. And I talk to my seeds every day. I talk to them. I talk to one of them every single day. And who else do I talk to? Business people. That's it. My sphere. my followers are the probably biggest sphere that I have. You know, tonight I saw, so the meme, which I normally say meme, but I don't want to embarrass my babies. The meme that I was talking about, in my head, I think one thing, but I also think about, there was an interview between, this is kind of how the podcast started, there was an interview between Angela Davis and Jane Elliott at the University of Houston. It's over an hour long interview, right? And it's basically, you know, them just in the auditorium, and they're engaging with the audience in it, you know. So my daughter, it's been about a year and a half now, she sends it to me, you know, on Messenger. Mom, you got to watch it. You absolutely have to watch it. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. And I knew who Jane Elliott was, and I knew who Angela Davis was. And I was like, okay, you know, Birdie, I'm going to watch it. Well, you know, I mean, I'm just being honest. It was like almost two hours long, and, you know, I was feeling some type of way about it, and I don't know. It took me a long time to listen to it. So finally one day she called me. She was like, Mom, have you not watched this? You have to. I said, okay, Birdie, today, right now. I was traveling, if I'm not mistaken, between Jacksonville and Daytona. I said, I'm going to listen to it. So I did. And it's not the first time that I saw it. And it wasn't the last time I saw it. But this time was the most impactful time for me when I saw it. Jane Elliott said to the audience, can everyone in this room that wants to wake up tomorrow and be black or something to that effect, could you please stand up? So whoever wants to switch lives and be a black person, everyone stand up. I'm ad-libbing, of course. She says, you know, just stand up, whoever that is. Of course, no one stood up. And then she said, oh, I'm sorry. y'all must have misunderstood what I said. What I had said was, if you want to change lives with a black person or you want to wake up tomorrow and be black, please stand up. And she wanted to know why that was. She said, why do you think that is? Why do you think it is that you as a white person don't want to exchange lives and be a black person? She said, because I bet if I asked black folks if there's anybody who wanted to wake up and be white, that some people would stand up. Not everyone, of course, by all means, but, and again, I'm ad-libbing, so, you know, forgive me. And that meme tonight, I was reading it, and I remember so many times to this day, actually. Where I get off the phone or video or text even with my seeds. And I think no matter how much wisdom and love that I pour into them, I'll never understand what it's like to walk around with melanin in my skin. And I cannot lie. There are days that I wish I could wake up black. Just so I could experience them 100%. So that I could talk to them. And understand and empathize.
could feel what they feel. And understand it in the deepest parts of my being. I'm probably one of the few white folks that feel that way. But on tonight, I'm hoping and praying that there's a million more white folks that feel it like I feel it. I'm terrified for my children because I instilled confidence and boldness and strength in them. I'd do anything. I'd live any life. I'd give up everything I am as a person if they could just get up one day, be seen for who they are, and heard and viewed as important. As humans, this whole thing, this whole idea of who I am as a person and why I feel the way I feel, there's no explanation. There's no way for me to tell you or explain to you why I feel as deeply as I feel for the fight and the plight of black folks and their liberation. I can only tell you that it stems directly from the love that I have for my seeds. I don't care if you don't like me. I don't care if you judge me because I'm white, because of the way I talk. The only thing that I care about is that my seeds are liberated. It's 2020. I should not having this open forum dialogue in 2020. This should not be a conversation. This should not be a debate. There shouldn't be TV shows and podcasts and radio shows solely talking about systemic racism and oppression and black liberation. People have got to take responsibility. We have all of us. There is no all of us. All of us has co-created this. We have all co-created this environment in one way or another. And all I'm saying right now is that we can co-create something different. Let me be very clear in this moment that when I say that we can co-create, I am specifically speaking to black folks. It is, in my sight, in my mind, in my heart, impossible for you to co-create with white folks. Because there are not enough of us who have overcome our cognitive dissonance to the extent that I have. I could tell you what cognitive dissonance is, but I'd much rather that if you do not understand, that you look it up and research it and read it until you understand it for your own self. But it is truly the truth, a core belief that you have, and you believe it so intimately, you believe it so deeply, that you manipulate every other truth that you have, so that if you chose to look at your truth as what it truly was, which would be a lie, your entire existence would be recreated because everything revolved around that truth. If you didn't understand what I said, rewind and listen to it again. And then I'm going to tell you in the shortest version. Cognitive dissonance is a belief, a core belief that you have, that you manipulate every other truth in your life to sustain. White folks don't get it, and they're not going to. It is a tragic, sad truth. Black folks have to liberate themselves. They have to agree that the melanin in this, their skin, and the strength that they hold, and the love that they carry, and the royalty that they exude, fucking matters. It matters. Black folks, you're important. You're beautiful. You're brilliant. You're the epitome of strength and resilience. You're everything that most people want to be at the core of who you are. And some days it's exhausting being the only white woman that sees that. I just want everybody to know, whether you white, whether you black, whether you family, whether you friend, whether you my enemy, not going nowhere, not leaving, not shutting up, not gonna stop posting, not gonna be quiet. I'll be on my deathbed with my mouth open, fighting for liberation for my seeds. Because there ain't nobody or nothing in this entire world that I give a fuck about more than I give a fuck about them. I adore them and everything that they are. And the most beautiful thing about them is their melanin. It's the most beautiful thing they own. Sierra, Jordo, Aladdin, Ramsey, Gracie, I love you. All my heart. And all my soul. And I swear to you that I'll never stop. I'll never stop. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for sharing time with me. Thank you for listening to my heart. And I appreciate y'all. I'm grateful for y'all. I believe in y'all. Peace.